God is great. God is good. Let us thank him for our food. Amen. Those words framed every breakfast, lunch, and dinner when I was a child around our tiny wooden kitchen table. Saying grace. What was your mealtime prayer of blessing? Well, grace is more than a prayer for a meal. It's a way of life, living by grace, receiving something that we don't deserve, unmerited favor, a moment extended to us as a gift. But how do we collect it? And how do you show it to others? If you struggle to receive and show mercy, then you aren't alone, and you're in the right place. The theme for this meditation from Romans chapter 6 is grace. Learning to live by grace and being mindful of our actions so that others see the mercy and grace of God in all that we say and do. So to begin our meditation, rest your mind as you ease into this holy retreat. Rest your body as you settle into this divine moment. Close your eyes. Calm your breathing and begin to quiet your heart. Continue by listening to and replying to this reading from John chapter 8. And as I lead us, answer, Lord God, help me to live with the peace of your grace. And may the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. If you abide in my word, continually obeying my teachings and living in accordance with them, then you are truly my disciples. So, Lord God, help me to live with the peace of your grace. If you abide in me, you will know the truth regarding your salvation. So, Lord God, help me to live with the peace of your grace. The truth regarding your salvation is that it will set you free from the penalty of sin. So, Lord God, help me to live with the peace of your grace. Spend a few more moments now being embraced by the divine presence of God, being set apart, dedicated, and consecrated to God and the purpose of his glory. This may be hard, but take this moment to note how you react emotionally when someone treats you in a demeaning or a condescending way. When someone treats you in a cruel way and denies you something you feel that you deserve. Just note any emotions the Holy Spirit brings to your attention. What are they? Don't feel shame or guilt over the emotions. They are just emotions. But take a moment to let your mind drift through how you feel when you're falsely accused. Now surrender to God all that you notice. Stay here in the presence of God being transformed. resting here being attended to by the grace of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And if your mind drifts, that's fine. Just softly whisper, Lord God, help me live with the peace of your grace. Now practice centering on your breathing. Join me in taking a deep, full breath. And another. And one more. Where do you feel your breathing? In your nose or your mouth? Or your stomach filling and emptying. Maybe your chest expanding and releasing. Well, don't change the pace or the depth, but just continue to notice your breathing. Now try counting back from five with each exhale. Just feel how your body softens a bit with each breath. Even as you center on your breathing, your mind may drift, but as you notice that, start centering back on your breathing. Start at five this time. And I'll give you a minute, but try counting back from five with each exhale. Just silently thinking, Lord God, help me to live with the peace of your grace. Center on the word grace as you breathe. As you breathe, stay balanced with your thoughts aligned on God, to center on His eternal presence. Center on the example of His holy grace, His holy love. Let God's grace be at the center of your thoughts. And let His mercy be what centers your heart, soul, and your mind. Is your mind wandering a bit? That's okay, that's just what minds do. But remember to pause, breathe, just blink your mind and center back on His holiness. Move away from what is temporary to center back on what is eternal. I know this can be difficult, so I will give you another minute to center your mind on the grace of God as you whisper your centering prayer, Lord God, help me to live with the peace of your grace. Continue on now as you listen to this passage, and rather than studying each word too carefully, just listen for the whispered message of God in these ancient words from Romans chapter 6, verse 14, and I'll begin in the New American Standard Bible. For sin shall not be master over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Where was your attention drawn as you listened? Well, silently reflect on what you think God wanted you to hear and how He wants to guide you. Listen once more. For sin shall not master over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. What image was painted in your mind? Did any thoughts bubble to the surface? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to rest and center on where the Spirit of God is guiding you in living a holy, grace-filled life. Listen once more, but consider it now from a wider reading in the Common English Bible. So then, don't let sin rule your body so that you do what it wants. Don't offer parts of your body to sin, to be used as weapons to do wrong. Instead, present yourselves to God as people who have been brought back to life from the dead, and offer all the parts of your body to God to be used as weapons to do what is right. Sin will have no power over you because you aren't under law, but under grace. What do you think you need to learn from this passage? Well, for this next minute, return to your breathing and be mindful of being blessed, living in the hallowed presence of the Almighty. Just rest here, encountering the divine. In this third reading, let the scripture softly resonate in a sacred time of deep connection beyond words as you listen from the Amplified Version. Sin will no longer be a master over you, since you are not under the law as slaves, but under unmerited grace, as recipients of God's favor and mercy. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what do you want to hear from God? Where do you want Him to lead you right now? Well, I want to give you this minute for that to be your contemplation. And once more, if your mind drifts, just acknowledge it and pause, relax. Bring your attention back to your breath as you whisper, Lord God, help me to live with the peace of your grace. With your eyes still closed and your mind at rest in a moment of imaginative contemplation, I want you to picture yourself a slave to sin and burned by the law. There are 615 commandments in the Old Testament alone. Do you feel overwhelmed trying to adhere to them all? Have you failed any of them? Now visualize each of them being lifted off your shoulders by His grace, now guiltless, now free, by His mercy, now forgiven. For this next minute, quiet yourself as you come before the throne. Humble yourself as you receive the unmerited grace as a recipient of God's favor and mercy. Center once more on your breathing. And don't feel rushed, but when the time feels right, slowly begin to open your eyes. How do you feel different than you do before we started? Well, as you continue to rest here, a recipient of God's grace, be mindful of the opportunities you will have to show mercy to another. How might God use you to guide another lost soul to know the mercy of God? Well, receive now the gift of this benediction to remember that sin shall not be a master over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. So may you know the merciful love of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the grace of God now and always. Amen.